Thank you for coming in to our program. My name is John Corum, a minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and also evangelist as you go out to spread the word. And today's topic is the 3G network, and it's about growing in God. This is to the point where for all the new believers and also leaders and teachers, to give them some concept of what it is to be a disciple of Jesus Christ under the discipleship program of a church or a ministry that gives them the understanding and guidance and rule and also some rules to govern their lives by. So we have seen over the last couple of weeks I've been in the study about growing in God. And today we're just going to go into a deeper understanding about growing in God, and also a deeper understanding in the relationship between God and people, God and man, and also understanding the ways that we can grow in a closer relationship with God. And this is the fact that is after a person has become and been told about the gospel word, told them to give them more insight about the things of the gospel, the message of the Bible, things of God. And so they have already been through that training session. So let's go into word prayer and go on from there. Heavenly Father, we just ask and thank you for this day. I just ask and thank you that you would just help us to make their to help us to learn more about becoming disciples or making disciples of Jesus Christ, so they can learn and grow in that relationship with God. So we just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you for what you would be doing and will be doing in our lives. So we just give it all to you and turn it all over to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So now, to understand the concept of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we have read Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20 for the last few weeks. And we have said that there are some translations that have disciples and some translations that this has to go and teach of the world. So as we go in out and teach the word, teaching the word of God through people, we teach it in a way that they themselves can become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And the original word, the Greek word, the Hebrew word for disciples or group of disciples is Talmidim, and that is spelled Talmidim. This is the group of disciples. A Talmid is a word, is a Hebrew word for disciple. So therefore, now we understand the Hebrew word for Talmid is for the word disciple, and for a group of disciples, it's called Talmidim. Talmidim. So this is a group of disciples. So we know that when the one individual person is called a Talmid, which is one person, a group of people that is actually following other people and is in that discipleship program, it is called a Talmidim, or as a group of disciples. So therefore, we see that those who are becoming disciples, they are now at the feet of Jesus. They sit at the feet of Jesus. So Jesus was called a rabbi. So therefore, since Jesus was called a rabbi and the disciples was at his feet, so therefore we call them Talmidim. So therefore, this is what a disciple is about, is at the feet of Jesus. They just do the things that God has instructed them to do. And also, they come into a personal relationship with God and understanding the concept what Jesus taught, how he did it. And all these teachings for the leaders, they should be in the way that they can train these people and give them the foundation of the truth. And then they can build upon, then the disciples can build up on that foundation. So how do they go about building upon the foundation at first? They build upon a foundation by, again, develop a quiet time in a place where, a special time where they can have or they can grow. They set up the time where they can read and understand the Bible. And we can understand and read the Bible through different sources. We have the concordance, we have the word, we can even have the books that talks about what we are studying. For example, if you are in the book of John, you can get the commentaries about the book of John, understand it a little bit more better as you read the word. Sometimes we just read the word for reading, but we have to meditate on the word day and night. Meditate on each word, meditate on the word day and night, then you'll be prosperous and successful. So we meditated on the word by getting in our thoughts, mind, soul, and body. And so as we meditate on the word, that is a good sign of that we are growing into the maturity of Jesus Christ. And so as we mature in Jesus Christ, this is some of the things that we have to really understand about discipleship. And we say we have to know certain things. We have to have a prayer life. We have to have a developmenting of the a prayer life. Have a time set aside, whether it be home or church, whatever, time to pray to God. Prayer is a communication to God. So we're going to be talking about that later on also. But as we go and continue on doing, we have to be, some of the things we have to be understood is this. The understanding is knowing that who you are in Jesus Christ. And understanding the point of understanding how to set up a time of being a quiet time. Set up the quiet time, and you have to understand how to set up a quiet time. And in the quiet time, you can pray, you can write, you can listen to the heart of God, the word, and take notes, what God is saying to you, what God is speaking to you. That way you can continue to grow in that relationship with God. You can grow in that relationship and understanding the concept of it all. So as we continue to understand the concepts and understanding the things of God, we also have to know the growing in God and how we grow in God is by first continue to grow in the maturity of Jesus Christ. Maturity is realizing that our Lord can and will bring goodness and glory to any situation, as long as He is glorified. As long as God is glorified in a situation, and knowing that our maturity level, as we continue to grow, we can see God in everything we do and say. We can see the God in everything, in Jesus Christ, in everything we do and say. And understanding there is always a negative side and a positive side to the coin. And we also, it's how that we deal with the issues or how we deal with those things that can understand our walk with God. See, our walk with God, growing in God, is also about walking with God, communicating with God. Whether it be prayer, or praying, or just saying, or just talking to God, like you would talk to a normal person. So this is some of the tools that we want to get into, understanding the concept of what Christian maturity. How do we submit to God? How do we submit to God in a way that we are submitting to God's will? We're submitting to God's authority, and God has called us. The reason why we have become saved, or people become saved, is God has called us, and God has called us into the family. Jesus standing door and knock. Anyone who opened the door, Jesus Christ was up with them. Would come in with two of them, and Jesus, God comes into our life in many ways. It's through the listening to the word, it's through different events that could happen. But to submit to God and His authority is to understand and say, God, I give it all to you. It's all in your hands. Whatever happens, I just want to say thank you, God, and know that. Through it all, it's the submitting to God is, I think, is the fundamental concept of being a believer in Jesus Christ, because we have to submit to His ways and submit to His authority. As we submit to God, we also have to resist the devil. See, the devil wants to come up, kill, steal, and destroy, but God brings life. And sometimes in life, we got to get things right in perspective, because we don't know if it's God trying to teach us, or we don't know if it's the devil trying to defeat us. But whatever it is, we got to still give God the praise and give God the glory and give God the honor. And sometimes in the learning to resist the devil, he comes trying to attack us, trying to sway us from God. But understanding this, he cannot sway us if we are submitted to God in a way, and honoring God in a way, and believing God and believing Jesus Christ in a way that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Understanding this in another light is that the devil may come and try to come into my life and try to seek and devour me. But one thing we have to know as believers in Jesus Christ, and understand this point as growing in God, we have to understand that what is our relationship with God? Understand identity with God. So next week, we're going to be talking about your identity in Christ as the sole purpose of knowing who you are in Jesus Christ. So today's lesson is about, thank you for those who are now tuning in. We're talking about growing in God. And this is after you've been into several teachings, several classes. Now it's all about you. Just as a mother hen weans from the baby chickens weaned from the mother nest. So therefore, we got to be weaned and go on things to our own. But we still have a mentor. We still have somebody who's there to teach us and guide us and lead us into the proper truth. So basically, we're talking about what's the next step in Christian maturity. It's about developing, understanding, and knowing who you are in Jesus Christ. And not only that, but how do you know that? It's by studying the Word. Studying the Word and develop a quiet time, time of prayer, time of fasting, a time of being consecrated, a time to have fellowship with the church, fellowship with other believers. And also, it will help us to love one another, love and honor and understand each other in a wonderful way. So, as I was saying, to the point of as we grow in God, the understanding of the our character, our ways, our lifestyle, it should be an example of making others to see the Christ in us. We cannot do things that we used to do and still believe in God and still being a follower of Jesus Christ, because we cannot serve two masters. So therefore, we got to continue in the maturity of God and growing in God in the level of knowing and understanding the concept of what it means by God. See, as children grows into the, as they grow up, they can go back. Adult cannot go back into a childhood age or a younger child at like 3 or 4. So therefore, it's a continual process of growing and the things of God. So as we continue to grow in God, as we continue to learn the things of God and being made disciples of Jesus Christ, then we can know and understand all the truths. We might not know all the truth, but we can understand the truth of God and developing a stronger relationship with God, so that we ourselves can be a beacon of light into this dark sea and into the dark world we live in today. So as we continue on talking about the Christian maturity, there's so much that we have to learn as a believers in Jesus Christ. And so much we have to learn about the personal life, your personal life and relationships, the spiritual gifts, spiritual warfares, our stewardship to God. And those things goes on and on and on and on. And with those things that we have to really understand, and about the leaders have to understand that as a Christian grows, they will face some opportunity. They will face some times in life where they might have some, go through some struggles. But as leaders, we have to be reminded ourselves that we have to have a place for those who are coming in there to the church coming into as new believers and giving them the guideline, giving them the word that is right for them at this particular time in that particular season. So once that is done, then they continue to grow in the way that God will lead them. We cannot force a person, or we cannot tell a person, you need to do this, because this is what God has on you. You have to make sure, or the mentors got to make sure that that person is being led by the Holy Spirit in the pathway where God is doing, going down the road for them, so that they themselves can be on the right track every step of the way. Yeah, sometimes you fall, sometimes we might stumble and fall, but it's a learning experience. When we do fall, we can get back up and get back on the saddle and continue to ride, continue to be with God and continue to be with Jesus along the way. So that's the part about the building up the understanding about forgiveness, building up the understanding about God's ways of forgiveness, God's ways of mercy, and God's ways of grace and mercy. So there's a lot of things to learn in the life of a believer of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things to learn in that field that of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. I mean, there's so much that we can understand and know and call upon to understand the concept. And one thing that we have Bible studies, we have individual studies, we have a personal study. Then we can go into a place of having scripture memorization. That's another word, the way that we can understand the grow in God is memorize scriptures. There are some scriptures that that people have memorized: John 3:16, Romans 8:28, and the list goes on and on. Those are just the tools that we can have as we memorize these scriptures. And when we are faced up against a situation that we may not know and may not understand, we can have the scriptures in the heart. And that way we can go ahead and know, oh God, I'm in so much pain or whatever. We can realize that the pain by Jesus Christ, we are healed. And we can confess and believe God is able to take the pain and believe by faith God is able to heal us. And continue by faith that God will do what God will do because of we are his believer, we are his children. And knowing, and also another verse we remember that about who are we in God, and that we are a part of God's family. We are heirs of God and co-heir with Jesus Christ. That is part of our identity, knowing who we are in Jesus Christ, knowing who we are in God, and knowing that we have been set aside, been sanctified, we've been justified, and we can now ask God, when we do some things, we may do some things wrong, we ask God to forgive us of the things that we have done wrong, seen and unseen. So as we continue on talking about these truths, talking about these ways, I have talked about prayer time, a prayer life. I'm talking about having a steady time to read the word, or a steady time to go into into your personal space, personal time with God, one-on-one personal time with God. We talk about a group Bible study. We talk about a different type of Bible studies that a person can be involved in. And also, we have to develop our faith in God. What to develop our faith in God is a learning tool that we can learn and understand about what a faith is, in the things that we need to know about faith and how what faith is, and how how without faith it's impossible to please God, and what is faith is. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, and as in the things not seen. And those things are lesson tools that we can learn and implement in our life each and every day as we can grow into God and grow into the things of God. See, all these things are Bible things or Bible practices of being a disciple of Jesus Christ and understanding the concept, the rules, and also we got to know about us more spiritually, know what God has called for us to do. As an individual in the discipleship program, being a disciple of Jesus Christ, you got to know what your role is in being in that family of God. And because God has given all of us the gifts and talents, but we have to utilize those things within the course of our life. So we may start off being slow, but as we continue to grow, God will show us how, or where, when, what, and how the purpose for our lives. Sometimes we may already know what God wants from us. Sometimes we may not know. But this is about really understanding the true concept and true meaning of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Being a disciple that of Jesus Christ, knowing that you are now under a new relationship. You are under a new authority. You're no longer controlled by the world, but you are still in the world. You're no longer controlled by the spiritual forces of things in dark places, but you're controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. And by knowing these things, it will help us to understand, hey, wow, I didn't know that. This is something new. This is something new. I didn't even know that this is about our intimacy with God. That's what it's about, is our intimacy with God, growing with God. Because when we are in a relationship with when we are in a relationship, we want to be so close to the next person. All of our time and energy is spent to make sure the other person is taken care of, or make sure that there's this bond between the person that we are dating. And we spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours making sure that we dress our best. We give our best. And sometimes we need to give our best to God. Give our best to God. And even in other details that I'm not getting into, you have those things that people might get, the new convert might come and get involved with, about the doctrine of a specific teaching or whatever. But that's for later down the road. But the key point is about maturing into the family of God, maturing into the things of God. So as we mature in the things of God, there are so many listed, so many things that we need to concentrate on. What is God's will for your life? What it means to be intimate with God? What does it mean to have Jesus as the lordship over our life? So those are the things that we as new converts or new believers in Jesus Christ are things that we need to continue to go focus back on, to go ahead and focus those things on focus our heart, mind, soul, and spirit on those different things of what the Holy Spirit and God has given us. And also, we have to have the right mindset in the concept of growing in God. Be faithful in our growth in Jesus Christ. Also, not only that, but be wise, living a holy life. All these things, fasting, also focusing our eyes on God, focusing our eyes on Jesus Christ. Those are the things that we have to understand and know as believers in Jesus Christ. So there's a lot of things that as new converts, a lot of things as new believers, making disciples, that sometimes we forget. And sometimes we got to go back over the basic stuff that we have already learned and get a reset ourselves in order to understand the things of Jesus Christ. So I just want to say thank you for coming in today. Thank you for allowing this time we have to minister the word and teach the word. Again, my name is Minister Evangelist John Quorum. My name is John Quorum, but what I do is I am a evangelist. I am a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And through Giving Hope Evangelistic Ministry, it is that there I can work where God has given me the power to go ahead and be who he created me to be and bringing forth a life to people in throughout the world. The way that the 3G network working out is go, gather, and grow. And we can gather, But the most important part of everything, relationship with God, is growing in Him. And there are so many things within the Bible that we need to learn, so many points in understanding about different subject matters, the different things that we can do, different things that we can learn, the different things that God can teach us about growing in God. See, those things that are unlimited resources that we can give, that we have, to understand everything that God has given us in this world we live in today. So it's a matter of growing and understanding God's truth and God's love for us, God's plan for us, God's purpose for our lives. And not only that, but it's again, the three things that we have to make sure of is about just how we react to yourself, how we react to others, how we react to God, and how you react to yourself. Those are the things that help us to grow in God. It's our walk with God. It's our talk with God. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. So I'm just going to close this out today right now, just to say that through it all, we can learn and depend upon Jesus Christ. Through it all, we can have that being a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's more than meets the eye that people are not telling us, we are not getting. So I just want to reemphasize, we may have to come back to this on a deeper level, but all these things are a key element into developing or walking in a maturity or being or enabling us to mature in things of God. So we will never mature, but we can grow, continue to grow in God and in the ways of God, so that our lives will have a deeper meaning and we can help others in their faith so that themselves, that they can go. So I'm just encouraging people that we have, leaders have a greater responsibility than they know in making disciples. Discipleship and people that new converts that come on, and they want to become believers in Jesus Christ, they are believers in Jesus Christ, need to have a set rule plan in place so that when people do come, hey, this person needs this, we can be in their different lane, and systems, so that to have systems in place so that they can learn and understand the true meaning of Jesus Christ, and understanding the power of God and understand the Holy Spirit. So next week we'll be dealing with your identity in Jesus Christ. Developing your understanding of your identity in Jesus Christ. And wherever God leads us after that, we will continue to grow in that relationship with God. So until next time, be good, be true, and remember always, continue to be with God. Heavenly Father, we just want to say, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this time we had, this fellowship, understanding the word, understanding your truth message about being a disciple of Jesus Christ, understanding your key principles, the key things that we need to do, and the things that we need to learn so that we can continue to mature in the faith. So we just give it all to you. We laid it all at the altar, knowing that through it all, we can have a deep relationship with you, God, and also we can have a stronger commitment to follow you in all that we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you again for tuning in for this time we have to understand God's concept of growing into maturity, growing in the ways of God. And have next time, have a blessed day, and be good, stay true, and remember, God loves you, and so do I.